Lex Hickson. In 1974, a year before the construction of the Sri Arunachala Ramana Mandiram in Nova Scotia, Lex Hickson and his son made a flying visit to this relatively new outpost dedicated to the sage of Arunachala. Lex had recently completed his master's thesis on the teachings and philosophy of Sri Ramana Maharshi, and he was happy to see a center established in the sage's name. The following year, Sri Arunachala Ramana Mandiram was built in Nova Scotia, and Lex Hickson came forward as the major contributor. It would not be out of place to briefly relate a dream one of the Nova Scotia ashram residents had about Lex at this time. In 1974, a trust was formed in Halifax, Nova Scotia, by a friend who had taken the initiative to have the temple built. His efforts to raise the initial $15,000 necessary to begin the project met with very little success. This would not have been a problem except for the fact that the ashram was instructed to go ahead with the construction and refurbishing of the schoolhouse bought and moved to the ashram site. It was later discovered that this school, which is now the temple, was built in 1879, the very year of the Maharishi's birth. Many supplies were ordered, work was well on its way, and debts mounted up to nearly $15,000 when we heard the news that very little money would be coming in through our Halifax friends' efforts. We were in a dilemma as to how to pay the debt, and if the amount was not paid, according to stipulations in the trust agreement, the ashram would have to surrender land and property. It was at this juncture of events when an ashram resident had the following dream of Lex Hickson. Going into the temple, then under construction, the dreamer saw a group of rowdy visitors carousing inside the building. He was in a fix as how to remove them and restore order. Going back out and standing near the entrance, he sees Lex walking straight into the temple, grabbing one ruffian after another and tossing them out the door until the hall is cleared. After this job was done, Lex left without saying a word, while the dreamer looked on in amazement. It was just 3 days after this dream that a large check equal to the amount required was received from a generous benefactor who, in this instance, was no other than Lex Hickson. In New York City, from 1971 to 1984, Lex Hickson hosted a weekly radio program in the spirit in which he interviewed representatives from all the world's religions, among them the Dalai Lama and Mother Teresa. He earned a PhD in comparative religion from Columbia University in 1976. Thereafter, he lectured, wrote books, gave seminars, and dedicated himself to teaching and imbibing a greater understanding of the world's religious traditions. On November 1, 1996, at the age of 53, Lex quietly passed away at his home in Riverdale, New York.